that long ago. From what they have. And as you can see, it's not like Sanchez, and it's not like Get It On, and it's not like almost anything else that we do, because the first sopranos have a different rhythm from the second sopranos, who have a different rhythm from the third sopranos, who have a different rhythm from the mellophones. Baritones have different rhythms from first to second to third, along with the contrabass. Everybody has a different rhythm, coming in, coming out, coming back in, getting out again. It's a contemporary shot, and you can hear the exposures for not only timing and quality of bar notes and tuning. And when it's done right, it's a gorgeous piece of music. Because you change key a number of times, we start in 5 flats, we go into 1 sharp, do we change again? If we we're G for the rest. Now, the very beginning of this, we're in B flat. And then we go to 4 flats, we go to A flat. And then we go to F. And then we go to 5 flats, we go to D flat. So it just keeps changing and changing, but it's a gorgeous piece of music. But it's not something you just, it's something you have to work on. We worked on, what did we work on earlier tonight? Oh, we worked the high stuff. The chord that never sounded like it did after we worked on it. Now, I can be smart and sarcastic and say, now, if you actually, when you practice that, if you, would work, if you had worked on it, we wouldn't have to work on it here. But that's all it took. It took, just took a matter of getting the right note, hitting the right partial, getting the second note, getting the third note. It's more than just notes and rhythms. Of course, that was a rhythm and no note. I just want you to quickly, this is for the upper brass, sopranos. At the beginning of this tune, there's 4 parts. There's a soprano 1, 2, 3 and a solo. So let's do soprano, let's split it up. Oh, you know, you have just soprano 3, you have just soprano 2, you have just soprano 1. Do you have the solo part too?
Yeah.
Let's split it up between you. Who's going to play this top part? Because it's really soprano 1, 2, 3, and 4. It's because sometimes it is solo, sometimes it's a split B part. So split the solo in the soprano 1 part, soprano 2, soprano 3. You've got the first one. like look at this once in a while, so that we might be able to put something like this together. Because it's a gorgeous tomb. And I color coded it because I really wanted to work phrase by phrase. It's not easy. It's definitely not easy to sight read. And I'm asking it to do something. You've been sight reading now for a couple of years? 2 years? 3 years?
4 years.
4 years?
4 years.
I'm trying to give you the benefit of the doubt. No, you do really well with the sight reading. It's not easy to, sight reading always scared me. I always want to see my copy before I get to play it, so I can practice and have it.